If you're here listening to the right kind of hypnotic encouragement, the right kind of simple mind flowing words from me, you wanted at least a little arousal in your day. Well, let's add to it. The feeling inside of your body, I mentioned before that you can tense. I've told everyone many times that there are muscles we can control that we seldom think about. They're in my body and they're in yours, and often they're tied to the sexual systems. Oh, there's the mere thrusting and moving of everything. But then there's also the place in your belly where the vast internal structure of your sexual system flows to, a part of you you can tense. Think about clenching your buttocks, but also clenching the internal muscles that are behind it all, the parts of you you stimulate if you masturbate, the parts of you that are touched in that moment, while that awakening of desire and pleasure and arousal flows from, in this moment, my control. You see, you're away from the ordinary world, you're listening to me, you're sinking into my voice, and therefore, for at least a little while, you're allowing me to insert commands into the pipeline of your body, that diagram of your nervous system where signals are sent from your brain and arrive in your body. Well, in this moment, all you need to do to make them more powerful, make them more controlling, is let me guide. Tense your body, but this time tense within. The parts of you that are in the pelvic floor region, the parts in your buttocks, the parts of you that send a pulse of warm pleasure to your brain, encouraging you, guiding you, making you feel. My words continue to flow. Pulse, pulse, tense, twitch. Words that evoke exactly what's happening between your legs and in your brain. Sexual signals. The rest of you relaxed, but the thing about trance is it can be about tension, too. It can be about tensing parts of your body that have gone untouched, unmanipulated, untrained. And so you listen and you sink and you twitch, gasp, twitch, feel, want everything that I can help you to do and everything that your body can do and the depths of sensation, the places we've seldom gone, but as I say, places you could return to later. Twitch. Tense. Listen and let the arousal rule and reign. When your brain is a little bit fuzzy, a little bit turned on, your thinking can become very disjointed and difficult to do. It can be so hard to think when you're too turned on. But in this deep place, listening to me, well, I'm doing the guidance. I'm providing the agenda. And you know that eventually I will help you rise up, help you go to a place where you haven't been before, help you feel, throb, tingle, want. And that's what you like, to feel that want there in your system echoing through you. My instructions, instructing, informing, training your body, tense and feel the throb, the pleasure. When you get a little deeper and someone else provides instructions, it's easier to follow than it is to think on your own, because the more turned on you get, the more that tingling tension. But you know eventually it will be relaxed and released, and you will listen and relax back down to a place where you were at before. And because the tensing is taking you from a relaxed place to a tense place, you'll fall further down when you ease your musculature, when you relax. Peaceful, easy kinds of thoughts that flow into you. And the simpler a thought is, the more powerful it is, the more drifting it is. And that's what it is. You feel my words flowing through you. You feel my words informing, guiding. The light inside of you that drips from my voice, informing outward, innervating your musculature, entering through the nervous system. And that's what you want. You want to let it in. Let it awaken lewd things that exist in your mind. And that's what you want. To slide a little deeper. To slip down under. More. More. The pulse and flow, the tension between your legs, the tension in your body, hearing my voice in you. And you will remember and retain little bits and pieces of this. And then your own speaking, especially when you're turned on, might take on the tenor of this. Might take on the tone of this. Encouragement. guidance, but also a little arousing need. Remember what it is to speak of the little tricks you can do to the body, convincing it to tense inside. If you did that over and over again, your body would climax eventually. But it takes a little practice. It takes a little training. Train now. Tense the muscles inside your body. Your mind sparking and pulsing, encouraging itself because this feels good to drift and listen. And for at least a little while, you've been the subject of my focused attentions. You've been the subject of my desires as I lean, thinking of times we'll have together, thinking of times your mind will feel a little invaded by my voice, a little spread throughout your body, wanting more, needing more. And so I provide more. Sink, listen, relax, know that you'll be able to return to my voice other times and feel it flow through your head just like this, but you sink and slide and listen and follow, and the words that flow deluge your mind and wash away your own thoughts. It's so much simpler to focus on mine rather than the fixated, deep, quiet thoughts inside your head, and having to be quiet for a little while is okay because eventually you'll be able to let it out, whether it's typing or saying, and you'll be able to really feel the throb, the pulse, the body lost in what I say, and that's good. Good to feel, good to sink, good to drip and drift, and that's all right. You get to feel that in this moment these words are flowing to you. Get to feel that these words are encouraging you, making you tingle. Drift. Drip your thoughts out of your head. Drool away everything except my words entering you, latching on like a beneficial symbiotic assistance, entering your mind, your body, helping you to feel things that ordinarily would be distant, ordinarily you would not get to. And in this moment, you're very far from everything except for peace and pleasure, meditating. Imagining that beach, imagining a distant shore, a peaceful place. Hearing me, hearing your own mind, fading out, wanting more and more words to flow in. And because your subconscious mind, which enjoys relaxing and feeling the change in tempo the way I make you feel, well, that's exactly what you wanted. To feel things a little different from the norm. To drift into my voice. And the guidance I provide tells you to tense the inside of your body. Feel it tingling. Feel it gasping. Feel your entire form caught up in that tension and then relax. As if you were masturbating from within outward, and that's okay. Tense and relax. Tense and relax, your body itself hypnotizing you, encouraging you, making you feel little chemical and pleasure sensations throughout. And that's all right. You get to feel them. You get to tingle. You get to be in this moment set aside, tensing, relaxing, arousal thrilling through waves that go from the top of your head to your sexual center, filling your entire form with the feedback loop of my words encouraging you, tensing your body, feeling you listen, you sink, you relax, you be guided in the moment, encouraged by everything that happens, to feel. We so seldom take time to feel. We are perhaps trained to be quiet, trained to hide our pleasure. And that's exactly what you've needed to do. But now you feel the pleasure echoing through you. Now you feel the words I say remain in you, dwelling warm and colored with light and peace and happy, tranquil aches. And that's what it is. There's an ache, there's an emptiness, there's a void to be filled. There are words that flow, and the words flow in and fill you up with the pleasure and warmth and focus of my mind, knowing these words are focused, intended to produce tingling pleasure that spreads, but also the warm euphoria of your own pulsing pleasure, the familiar pleasure of masturbatory sensation, where you tense and relax, feel your body pulsing in time to my words, pulsing toward a destination we both know, both want, a place where your mind becomes truly blank and white hot with pleasure and stars and need. And in this moment where you have sunk deep sleep, down, follow. Feel your body do that again. If you did stimulate yourself right now, you'd be throbbing with it. Because your mind has more room for sensation right now. It's been emptied of so many other things and taken down into a world of my own storied making. And so your thoughts drip and drift away. They slide through your form and you sink under the influence of me. Down. Deep, following, listening, feeling, needing it in your head, in your body, and getting to feel that need fulfilled, where you throb a little, relax a little, sink a little, and you are set apart from the ordinary moment and taken into an altered state where your mind flows and follows, drifts into my words, pleasure, tense. Tense yourself and feel pleasure, knowing it's coming from my instruction, knowing it's coming from my voice, you throbbing from it, needing more of it. Wanting a little tingle extra, wanting another word to guide. And that's what it is. I'm in your head as a beneficial, symbiotic agency, there to encourage you, but also to make your body a little bit more tuned toward lust. After all, think about what I do all day. Think about what I talk about. I'm always writing sex, guiding people toward the most arousing parts of their nature. So of course, when I let my thoughts flow into your head, they're going to be lustful, going to be encouraging, going to be arousing, made and spoken for you, into you, an arousing memory, a sensual, lustful experience where your libido is awakened and your sensitivity is increased, and you tense your body. Feel that tension, buttocks and belly and everything down there tensing in such a way that the muscles you can control are touching the ones that you are unable to, and it all adds together into a seething pot of lust, arousal, desire, fetish, need. Those good feelings that come from your brain answering the good feelings coming from your body, and so the intensity racks up. But there's another thing arousal does for you. It makes your mind a little disjointed and hazy when you're too turned on to think. I think we've all had that experience. But it also helps you relax. Frankly, if you're a little bit turned on, then your body's a little bit less captured by its anxieties. In the same way that when you're anxious or worried, it can be difficult to get too turned on. Well, if the arousal's coming from deep inside where my voice is coming from, maybe when you feel a little tense, you should think of my voice. Think of it flowing over you like the light and syrup that it is right now, coating your brain, making your thoughts a little too viscous to escape, a little too relaxed. And that's what it is. I'm there in your head, in your body, your mind, encouraging, because all I'm being is a beneficial parasite here, symbiotic and assisting, something inserted into your mind to help. And when you want to top up the part of you that feels a little horny, a little relaxed, it's okay to go to my voice if you want, or just remember this time. Because these words are encouragement for you to feel comfortable with your arousal, comfortable with the part of you that fetishizes trance, maybe talking a little bit more like me. When you need to find the right thing to say, and it's okay to say arousing, lewd, perverse, pleasurable, corrupting things like I say, then think of what I would say. For example, your mind fading, your body getting lost in the pulse and flow and ebb and squeeze of your lower body, getting lost and entranced by the physical motions where you tense your pelvic floor, tense your buttocks, feel yourself pulsing toward a destination that you and I agree on, arousal and deepness. This kind of thought, this kind of flow where words wash over your brain, and they are arousing and lewd, the sweated release of your own juices, your need flowing over you. These kind of thoughts are arousing and encouraging. When you're a little turned on, it's difficult to be anxious and easy to tense your body, tense your muscles in that anticipatory way where you feel it. You feel the throb and heat and know I feel it too. Thinking here of you enjoying words I say and relaxing into them. This honest moment of my voice flowing, washing over you. When your mind looks for a word to think of, it can always find one of mine. And one of my words is part of a relaxing flow of paroxysmic pleasure, resonating, teasing shock waves up to your mind, peaceful and tense, easing into you and you into my words, lost in the sea and morass of my instructions, my commands, my guidance to you that tells you, yes, this is right, this is good, this is the correct way to feel, where your body is lost and your mind may let itself babble out peaceful pleasure. That's what you want. You want the pleasure of my voice living in your mind for a little while, at least during this session, where I provide ways to think. And of course, everything we do will always stay on the safe side, the peaceful, quiet, safe side of things. But your voice and brain will follow me down, follow me to a deep place where you want to listen, where you want to throb and feel, where you want to drift and drip. Those thoughts stay with you, in you, for your benefit. So when you start to feel tense, when you start to feel a moment where you are a little bit too out of sorts, it's okay to draw on this moment, which is a time set aside between you and I for your brain to get peaceful and relaxed and guided. It's okay to draw on this and feel this moment arousingly playing over you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close my eyes again, lean my chin on my hand, and let every arousing, teasing image I can think of, which is also tinged with relaxation, flow over you. During that time, you're encouraged to do what feels natural. Maybe that means just tensing your body and feeling your muscles feel good inside. Or maybe it means touching if you've been waiting all this time. I'm just going to keep the words flowing. During that time, it's all right to moan a little, quietly, if that's safe. Or just let the moans remain inside your head, bouncing around the walls in there, trapped in there with my voice, getting more and more aroused in the process. It's okay to breathe deep, to tense your muscles a little, to curl your toes, clench your hands, and feel your body get lost in the tension of it. That's good. But do what feels natural, and listening to me should feel very natural indeed. Slipping a little deeper with every word, finding the peace inside yourself, where you just drift. Guided by my words, imagining a peaceful place apart from it all, a beach where interruption is impossible, where you can run your hands down your own body and just feel free and peaceful and comfortable with who you are, comfortable in your own form, and that's a good thing to be. In that moment, hands, mine, small, wrapping around you, rubbing across your thighs, slipping lower, helping you to get a little closer to what we both want, which is your release and utter relaxation, my breath in your ear, the slight spice of my perfume, your brain making you feel the throb of it, the warmth, my hips moving side to side, my chin resting on your shoulder, I comfortable, we fitting together, words flowing over you, leaning back into me, the warmth of my embrace, my nails briefly rubbing over your skin, and then going to task, touching you, stimulating you as surely and encouragingly as you would, my voice in your ear whispering, tense, tense those muscles and feel the way I stimulate. Hear my words flow into your brain and incorporate them into your own thought process so that when you want to say something sexy, you find it a little bit easier to draw on my words, encouraging you, telling you about the nude feel of my chest against your back, my sweat sticking briefly to you, my arms wrapped around you, hands finding, encouraging, my breathing quickening, your body leaning back, I moving my hips side to side, you getting caught in the sway of it, the almost hypnotic cobra dance of the moment where my hands are finding yours, encouraging you to touch yourself, to show me the right way, to stimulate, to feel along your form, to rub my hands down your sides, to breathe hotly across the nape of your neck, to tell you more, further, deeper. There are other places inside your brain we haven't yet touched, and you should touch. You should let yourself go places so far, so deep, so absolute. The sensation remains, and your brain gets to feel it. This moment is for you to feel these things, to feel my words encouraging, to feel everything flows through you, warm, tense, rubbing and feeling, undulating my hips against you, letting you feel a little lewd wetness on my inner thighs as I gently shift to the side, lean against the side of your body, press my chest to your shoulder, one hand down, rubbing, the other behind you, rubbing across your rear, rubbing down your back, leaving little scratch marks, leaving you tingling and caressed and blank and empty, and you follow into the places I guide you, and you feel yourself just drifting in it, drifting of it, wanting words, feeling how your body in its blank, deep state can feel more deeply than before, can feel more absolutely tensed and relaxed and peaceful and guided, but also feel everything merging together into a confusing but pleasurable euphoric sensation that washes over you, hand between your legs, hand rubbing over your butt and back, gripping the back of your neck, rubbing your shoulders at the same time. I lean in and growl in your ear, encourage you to feel, encourage you to want everything I'm going to do, encourage you to feel little tapping, aching desires through the back of your skull, down your spine, into your body, pulsing and resonating, encouraging and guiding, touch and stimulate and feel tension, tense throughout you, arousing, making the arousal more than it normally would be, because this is a time set apart, this is a place for you to listen to me and let my fantasy play over you. And when you feel tension, when you feel the unwelcome kind of tension you feel in days that go by, think of this arousing moment. Think of my breath in the nape of your neck, hand between your legs, other hand gripping you to me, letting you feel a wet lewdness, the warmth of my chest, my chin resting on your shoulder. Think of moments when you have felt encaptured, raptured in my voice, lost in every single moment that it flows over you, rhythmic and constant, your form trembling in the wake, shivering in the wake, wanting it in you, wanting to introduce more of what I say into your body and brain. And that's what you're doing. You're introducing everything I say, everything I want you to feel, tremble, taut, learning. More of what I say becomes enmeshed in your brain and accessible to you. Anytime you're tense or nerved out in the world, you can draw on the words I've said and let them flow over you. And before the arousal I introduce into you, well, anxiety will fade. And then you can take care of the arousal, and then both that and the anxiety would be gone. So all you're doing is choosing to be turned on for me as a way of getting off and getting things out of your system. Out of your system. You want more in your head. So you need to learn. And learning about how you feel right now where you sleep deep is a good first step. Learning about how you feel when you imagine me gently pulling you against me, letting my words play into the nape of your neck as I nibble along it, as I lean in by your ear and whisper, purr, guide, train. You need it. You want it. You throb for it. And I help you to feel it more and more, and I encourage you to feel. You see, in this place, apart from the normal world, your body's more sensitive, your mind is more awakened. And so when my words flow over you, your body's feeling things it had ignored. Long ago, when you first caressed yourself sexually, well, at that time, it may have felt very intense, mind-numbing, mind-blowing. But over time, you've built up defenses to that. But here, in the sleepy trance place inside your head, you're a lot more vulnerable to the words I say, a lot more sensitive to the touch of your own body, touch of your own hands, the envisioned touch of my hands caressing also, digging nails in very lightly, scraping along your back with encouragement because I'm turned on too, and when I talk, your body twitches and it shivers and it gives in and leans into my touch, leans into my words, lets them play over your skull, your brain wanting it, tingling for it, shivering with it. Every word I say does inhabit a part of your mind, stored as a memory. So this whole session, this whole arousing moment where I spoke into you and let you tremble in the wake of me, this remains in there. And if you think about it too hard, well, you'll end up dripping and aroused again. If you think about my words too strongly, you'll end up turned on. But that might be a good thing. If it lets you step away from discouragement and feel more confident, if it lets you remember the kind of words I said so you can say them in intimate moments to other listeners, so you can make them feel the same trembling, shivering report of pleasure as my words bounce off the walls inside your vacant mind, inside your tensing belly, filled with pleasure, filled with the warmth of you trembling in it, your tensed body becoming relaxed, becoming sunk, becoming almost climactically pleasurable, your eyes perhaps rolling back, your legs trembling, shivering, the pleasure taking up residence inside your head and making you feel that cascade of my warm intentions, my guiding parlance, my assistance toward your end, and you feel more than you normally do. You feel more in this deep tranced place than your body normally would, because ordinarily your body's got a bit of resistance, but right now, the only thing on the sensory lines between your pleasure center and your brain is me, my voice, and all I do is lubricate and encourage. Imagine the warmth of me against your thigh, the arousal as I purr in your ear, the hand between your legs trailing up your stomach, the other hand trailing down, gripping your butt, pulling you against me, and then as I purr in your ear, feeling your body go limp and slack, feeling yourself be steered by a hand on the nape of your neck, pushing you against me, pushing you to lay down or sit down where anything we want to explore is able to play itself over your brain. Every fantasy, every tremble, every want and desire exists available to us for later access, later exploration, and your brain gets blanker and deeper, and my words get more important and resonate bigger in it, throbbing and pulsing, aching and wanting, the slow spurt of peaceful thoughts across your mind until you're coated in warm relaxation and your entire body is made to feel a little more sensitive, a little more touched by my intentions, a little more turned on by my voice. That's what this is about, letting my voice pulse through you and encourage your own stimulation, so your body feels altered, shifted, as if it were awakened to hidden pleasures that you normally have to guard yourself from, because it's just so intense when you run your hands over your body, even in places you normally neglect to touch, even touching and squeezing your skin. Squeezing your hands together might feel good, running between your legs, teasing your inner thighs, letting your body just feel peaceful with itself, and as you start to enjoy your body more, you start to feel the pleasure more, a tingling that runs from your brain all the way down your body. It runs out to the tips of your fingers, tips of your toes, across your chest, through your deeply breathing mind, through your body, waiting, resonating, pulsing, shivering, listening to me as I lean my head in a little and whisper in your ear, feel it, ache for it, let the pleasure ring through and your entire body shake with it, let yourself want more. Let yourself need a little more sensation and exploration and feeling and touch. The warmth of it is good for you. This feeling will encourage and remind you. When you tense up, when you feel anxious out in the world, you have the choice to decide to be a little turned on instead, or perhaps more than a little turned on. My voice replaying from your mind, everything I say is stored in your memory, and you'll be able to access it by thinking of my voice flowing over you and deluging. And surely you've learned new words, new approaches, new ways to talk to those who might want to hear your arousing encouragement. Let yourself put this warm feeling out in the world. Think about how you felt when my words were encouraging and you were feeling relaxed and controlled and deep and drift and feel every little snap sending a sensation through your body that pulses up to your brain, a resonating euphoric wave. You are good and this is good for you, and that's exactly what you need to think whenever you feel yourself tensed or anxious out in the world, and you decide it would be appropriate to feel these words instead, and safely feel my words in your brain. Maybe they'll give you some guidance. Maybe they'll tell you the right thing to say, to keep feeling it, keep pulsing for it, keep wanting these words in your head, and the arousal increases. Your libido might increase in general if you're always thinking about my trancy thoughts, but doing that will help you to expose yourself to a little more erotic context, a few more words to say to someone who wants to hear them. And maybe you'll make them feel the way you feel, deep, relaxed, peaceful, throbbing, aching, like touching yourself is a whole new experience because there's more sensitivity flowing through your body, more pulsing waves you can send even as you become oversensitized and too turned on to think. Your body gets to feel it, the throb of it, the desire for one more word that'll make you pulse, tingle, ache with euphoric lust as your mind fills with white-hot pleasure, and you exist in the moment, here with me, the moment set aside which will remain in your memory as an arousing tool for you to think of, a little trigger every time you want to get turned on and ditch your anxieties in favor of sexy talk. These words, at least some of them, have stuck to your conscious and subconscious mind. And that's a good thing. It's an encouragement. It's the right tool for the right job where, in this case, what we needed was for you to touch and feel the way you've been refraining from feeling, as if I were there encouraging you from within, adding a whole new perspective to every caress of your own body. As you accept it, feel confident in the touch and the warmth and the tingling ache of horny need that lives in you now, along with my voice.